So all this week, we've been contemplating the universe. It's part of our year-end effort to put big things into perspective. And today, we come to the end of our series and the end of the universe. Here's NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce on how our universe will die.
When I asked astrophysicist Chuck Bennett how the universe will end, he immediately thought of a poet.
Robert Frost said that the only question is whether we would die by fire or ice.
Some say the world will end in fire. Some say in ice.
That's Frost reading his poem. He favored fire, but...
I think I know enough of hate to say that for destruction, ice is also great and would suffice.
And these days, most astrophysicists are guessing ice. Bennett, who works at Johns Hopkins University, says the universe started out hot and dense. It's been expanding and cooling for nearly 14 billion years. And we now know it's actually expanding faster and faster.
And this is like hyperdrive on the cooling. So it's the ice solution. Everything would grow dimmer and dimmer. You would stop seeing things in the sky. Everything would grow dark and cold.
Everything gets farther and farther apart. Each particle of the universe will end up completely alone. It all sounds bleak. But cheer up. Ending with fire is still possible. Jana Levin is a theoretical physicist at Columbia University. She says a mysterious thing called dark energy is pushing the universe to expand faster and faster. We don't know what dark energy is, so it might just go away. Our expanding universe would slow down.
Maybe even reverse its course for all we know. And then what? Then we go back to kind of a fiery end.
She says everything would get closer and hotter.
And we go back towards a big crunch, which is like a big bang happening in reverse.
Fire or ice, either way, the end is coming, but not for a while. Sean Carroll is a theoretical physicist at Caltech.
We think it'll be at least a quadrillion years before the last star burns out.
That's 1,000 trillion years. Our own sun will burn out way sooner, in about 5 billion years, though Carroll says that's kind of a parochial concern. When you consider that our Milky Way galaxy has around 100 billion stars and is just one of trillions of galaxies.
So we are not significant on the cosmic scale. We are not important to the universe. That's the bad news.
He says the good news is that even with our puny brains, we've managed to figure that out. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.